堂听 class.com。
Model Test 4 Part 3 Listening Comprehension Section A
Directions In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said.Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.Now, let's begin with the 8 short conversations.
Question 11. The forecast calls for heavy snow again tonight.
Yeah, I know. Let's call tomorrow morning, before we leave for the airport, to make sure our flight hasn't been delayed or canceled.
What does the woman suggest they do?
Question 12. That new soap I've been using lately smells nice, but it dries my skin out.
It's probably all those harsh chemicals. You should try the kind I use. It's all natural.
What does the man suggest the woman do?Question 13. Tom, could I bother you for a moment? I need someone to return this book to the library for me.
That's no bother at all. I'm on my way there now.
What will the man probably do next?
Question 14. I hope I won't oversleep. I've got to catch the 6:30 train to New York.
If I were you, I'd request the wake-up call from the front desk.
What does the woman suggest the man do?Question 15. I can't find the key to my car. I need to go for a drive.
I'll look for it later. Right now, I want you to send the children to the school bus station.
What will the man do first?
Question 16. Harry, what's the matter? You look pale. Are you sick?
I just had a terrible experience. I was crossing the street just now and was almost hit by a car. Fortunately, I jumped back in time.
What happened to Harry just now?Question 17. I'm sorry I've put your uncle to so much trouble.
Don't worry about it. He is the sort of man who is never happy unless he has something to complain about.
What do we learn about the man's uncle from the conversation?
Question 18. Excuse me, can you tell me how to get to the nearest bank?
Of course. Go to the corner and turn left. The bank is right on the corner. You can't miss it. But today is Sunday and the bank is closed.
What does the woman mean? Now you'll hear two long conversations. Conversation 1.
Hello, I'm calling about the apartments you advertised.
Yes. What kind of apartment are you interested in?
I'm interested in a one-bedroom. Do you have any available?
Yes, I have some. What is your requirement for location?
I would like to rent an apartment near the State University. And it would be much better if it could be somewhere near the subway station.
Well, let me check. Wow, you are lucky. We've just got one in last week. When do you need it?
Sometime around next week. What can you tell me about this apartment?
Well, it's a one-bedroom apartment. The monthly rent is $650 with a $300 security deposit. You pay electricity only. Gas and water is included. Both the heat and stove are gas. You'll be assigned a sheltered parking space at no extra charge. And that's probably it.
Don't you have air conditioning in the apartment?
Well, there's air conditioning, but the problem is that the window unit is not powerful enough. So maybe you can open the windows and... Oh, yes. They've got an electric fan there. I think it will help in summer.
Sounds good. May I come over tomorrow to take a look?
Sure. What time would you like to come?
How about 10 a.m.?
Good. May I have your name, please?
My name is Blanca.
Blanca. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks a lot, and see you then.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 19. What is this telephone conversation talking about?
Question 20. What will the woman have to pay except for the rent?
Question 21. How will the woman get the cooling in summer according to the conversation?
Conversation 2.
Hi.
Hi. I am going door to door tonight to tell people about the Student Action Union. Do you have a few minutes?
Sure. You know, I think I read something in the newspaper last week.
Yeah, there was an article about us since the last issue. See, we are trying to protect and preserve some of the open spaces on campus.
That's right. You are the group that's opposing the extension of the parking lot next to Darwin Hall, right?
That's us. We just feel it is important to save some of the natural beauty of the campus. Some of those trees are hundreds of years old.
It is a pretty spot. My friends and I had picnics over there by the stream.
Then you understand how we feel. We are going to organize a protest on Thursday afternoon to get the administration to reconsider the parking lot plan.
Well, I have a class on Thursday afternoon.
But maybe you could sign this appeal letter. We're going to submit it to the administration to demonstrate how the students feel about this.
Sure, let me get a pen and I'll sign it.
I have a pen right here. And let me leave you this booklet about the Student Action Union. Maybe you could come to some of our meetings. We get together once a month.
Yeah, I'd like to know more about your group. Let me know when the next meeting is, and I'll try to be there.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 22. How did the woman know about the Student Action Union?
Question 23. Why is the Student Action Union opposing the parking lot plan?
Question 24. What is the Student Action Union going to do on Thursday?
Question 25. What will the woman probably do on Thursday afternoon? Section B.
Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1.
People who buy shares of stock in a company may make money in two ways. They may begin to make money right away. The company shares its profit with the investors. The money that is shared is called a dividend. Dividends are usually sent to investors once every 3 months, while they own the stock. A second way that investors may make money is to sell the stock at a higher price than the price they paid when they bought it. Here is an example of how this process works. Mr. and Mrs. Smith want to invest in the stock market with $1,000. They talk to a stockbroker who is licensed to buy and sell stocks on the stock market. The broker tells Mr. and Mrs. Smith about the Ward Pencil Company, which is making a lot of money and is selling shares of stock. The shares cost $5 each. The Smiths decide to buy 100 shares. The broker fills this order, and the Smiths own these 100 shares. In 3 months, the Ward Pencil Company issues a dividend of $1 per share. The Smiths have 100 shares, so they get a $100 dividend. Then the company expands. The price of the stock goes up to $6 for each share. Mr. and Mrs. Smith decide to sell their stock at $6 a share. They get back $600 plus all of the money they have received in dividends. This is a very good investment.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 26. What is a dividend?
Question 27. Who is a stockbroker?
Question 28. How do the Smiths make money in the example? Passage 2.
The French are at heart traditionalists. Though they dearly love revolutions, they disapprove of shifts in behavior. Everything must be done properly, an expression that applies equally to getting married and getting drunk, stuffing a duck and filling in a form, addressing an envelope and addressing a teacher. There is an established order of things, and the order was established by the French. The desire to maintain standards is best seen on any holiday in the summer, where the Italians, the British, and even the Germans relax sufficiently to leave their faces unshaven, or mealtimes become irregular, or dresses become strange. The French behave as though they were still under the microscope of real life. French men and women take 2 hours over their morning making up. Watch any Frenchman at a campsite in the summer and see how long he spends shaving, trimming his mustache, and on general showers. Wives cook 3-course lunches, which they serve to their husbands in the stuffy heat, at little tables with linen napkins and polished dishware. The white wine must stand in an ice bucket. Everything is correct. The bread, the cheese, the sauce. Mr. eats greedily. Mrs. stands behind him and a little to the side, nodding happily. She will do the washing up immediately after the meal is finished. All will be neat and tidy before any other activity is even considered.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 29. Which people are keen on order, according to the passage?
Question 30. What will the French wife do after the meal?
Question 31. What is the characteristic of French people's life, according to the passage? Passage 3.
My first semester of college was the worst I've been through. I had made plans during the summer to share an apartment with 2 of my close friends from high school. But before we moved in, problems started developing. One of the 2 girls I was to share an apartment with was going to work instead of going to college. However, a week before we were to move in, she found out that she didn't get the job. She was forced to live at home and look for work. The remaining 2 of us lasted for a month, and then agreed that we couldn't make it with the higher monthly rent payments. I started looking around. I found another apartment, and the rent wasn't bad. The place was noisy, but it was the best I could afford for the time. However, one day when I returned, I saw smoke coming from the back of the house. The cottage had caught fire, and my room was a burned mess. I was once more out of a place to stay. I finally gave up looking around and moved home. I had to drive 40 miles to school every day. so I almost spent as much on gas as I would have on lodging. I was very bored. I almost lost the will to study. It had been really a bad semester.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 32. What was the speaker's plan before her first college semester began?
Question 33. What was the first lodging problem the speaker encountered?
Question 34. Why did the speaker move back home finally?
Question 35. Why does the speaker think her first semester of college was the worst?
Section C.
Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now, listen to the passage.
The dictionary says a trend is a kind of movement or direction. People around the world use their computers to buy goods, communicate with others, listen to music, see pictures, and learn about different places and ideas. In 2006, more people around the world used new ways to communicate and connect with each other through the Internet. Among the several kinds of technology that became popular this year, the blog is one form of communication that increased the most in popularity. Blog is a short way of saying weblog. Through these personal websites, people can share their lives, ideas, and opinions with anyone on the Internet. Millions of people throughout the world are creating and reading blogs. There are reportedly 13 million blogs in the United States alone. People of all ages have their own blogs. For young people, they are a way to show their writings and other forms of self-expression. Blogs also connect people with other people who have the same interests. For example, teachers use blogs to share ideas, experiences, and concerns about their work with other teachers. Many websites offer free services to create personal web pages and fill them with writings and pictures. These sites include MySpace, used mainly by teenagers and young adults. MySpace is an online community that lets people share messages and pictures with an increasing number of friends. About 120 million people use MySpace. It is the most popular social networking site on the web.
Now the passage will be read again.
The dictionary says a trend is a kind of movement or direction. People around the world use their computers to buy goods. communicate with others, listen to music, see pictures, and learn about different places and ideas. In 2006, more people around the world used new ways to communicate. And connect with each other through the internet. Among the several kinds of technology that became popular this year, the blog is one form of communication that increased the most in popularity. Blog is a short way of saying weblog. Through these personal websites, people can share their lives, ideas, and opinions with anyone on the internet. Millions of people throughout the world are creating and reading blogs. There are reportedly 13 million blogs in the United States alone. People of all ages have their own blogs. For young people, they are a way to show their writings and other forms of self-expression. Blogs also connect people with other people who have the same interests. For example, teachers use blogs to share ideas, experiences, and concerns about their work with other teachers. Many websites offer free services to create personal web pages and fill them with writings and pictures. These sites include MySpace, used mainly by teenagers and young adults. MySpace is an online community that lets people share messages and pictures with an increasing number of friends. About 120 million people use MySpace. It is the most popular social networking site on the web.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
The dictionary says a trend is a kind of movement or direction. People around the world use their computers to buy goods, communicate with others, listen to music, see pictures, and learn about different places and ideas. In 2006, more people around the world used new ways to communicate and connect with each other through the Internet. Among the several kinds of technology that became popular this year, the blog is one form of communication that increased the most in popularity. Blog is a short way of saying weblog. Through these personal websites, people can share their lives, ideas, and opinions with anyone on the Internet. Millions of people throughout the world are creating and reading blogs. There are reportedly 13 million blogs in the United States alone. People of all ages have their own blogs. For young people, they are a way to show their writings and other forms of self-expression. Blogs also connect people with other people who have the same interests. For example, teachers use blogs to share ideas, experiences, and concerns about their work with other teachers. Many websites offer free services to create personal web pages and fill them with writings and pictures. These sites include MySpace, used mainly by teenagers and young adults. MySpace is an online community that lets people share messages and pictures with an increasing number of friends. About 120 million people use MySpace. It is the most popular social networking site on the web.
This is the end of listening comprehension.